We were lucky enough to just be chatting with Sir Kirtley Ambrose, and Laurie sort of wrapped himself as being pretty good at the karaoke. How do you go with the old scissor, paper, rock game?
Really good.
Is there anything you can't do?
No.
We should find out from someone who's going to be involved with this, because AFLX kicks off, and instead of tossing the bat or tossing the coin or flats or heels or whatever they do, they're going to play scissors, paper, rocks to find out the bounce of the ball. Phil Davis joins us from GWS. Hi, Phil.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Have you been practicing scissors, paper, rock?
Fortunately, I won't be having a go with that, the jack. But I'm not great at scissors, paper, rock. For some reason, I seem to lose all the time, which is statistically an anomaly, I know, but I'm not very good.
Hey, Phil, can you tell us a little bit about this AFLX and how different it is, of course, this year, because there's a number of players from different teams. There's only four teams, obviously, involved, and it's everyone getting together and playing this round-robin tournament.
Yeah, it's a great concept, in my opinion. I think it's really exciting. The whole we've come together. There was a draft. There's only 8 people on the field at once, 14 people in the squad. Just trying to create a different sort of a game. That hopefully appeals to kids and is fast and entertaining. I think what we're about to do is there's going to be a lot of good players out there tonight running around, and it should be a really good spectacle. So, the four captains have done a great job promoting it. But it's going to be an exciting sort of tournament, round robin tournament tonight, and I'm looking forward to playing it.
Phil, I thought initially when I saw it, pretty good idea for Queensland and New South Wales, because you got the rectangular field, and of course, you just want to get kids involved out there kicking the ball.
Yeah, I think what it does is it allows anyone anywhere in the world even. Because rectangle fields are a lot easier to get than our big oval fields. So just go out there and play a form of Australian rules football. It's not a replacement or a competitor. That what it is, it's just another option. Hopefully, if we can reach anyone, they might find another avenue to loving the game that we love so much. So that's the exciting thing, is that in Queensland there are a lot of rugby ovals or soccer ovals, same as New South Wales, that you can get 16 friends together and have a game pretty quickly, which is pretty cool compared to obviously 36 on and a big oval and kick the cricketers off. So it's a bit more flexible, and hopefully it's just another avenue to spread some capacity of our great game.
Yeah, I reckon all players would enjoy playing it for a couple of reasons. Phil, one, you're sick of off-season training. You're over the training. You just want to get out there and have some competition. Two, you can encourage the younger people to sit back and look at it and go, well, that's a game that I'd like to play. And three, in the AFL, you don't get an opportunity, do you, to mix and play with the other players as they do in rugby union or rugby league. So it's a great opportunity for you guys to play with some of the superstars of the AFL competition that aren't a part of your team.
Yeah, that's spot on. I think pre-season's a big slog, and to get a little break now before we get into the games is really good, but growing the game and hopefully getting more kids involved is also great. But for me personally, the opportunity to play with other players from other teams and get to spend a couple of days with them is really exciting. Obviously, with the league, you get to play State of Origin and for Australia, same with with the union there. We get the international rules every couple of years, but we don't get opportunities like this. And it's been really good to rub shoulders with players that I've had to play against for a long period of time, and just learn little bits here and there and see their view on the game and just generally hang out, which has been really nice and very different. And to see them in a different sort of context has been really refreshing.
And now there's four teams: the Bolts, the Deadlies, the Flyers and the Rampage. I'm sure you've looked over the teams. Who do you think are the favourites?
We in the Rampage are relatively confident. I think the teams are actually really even. From what I've seen, every team sort of had to, unfortunately, lost a couple of players, but it's a relatively the Flyers look very good. They've got some really good athletic players, and then the Deadlies are super fast, quick, agile, which will really suit them. And the Bolts and ourselves are a relatively spread out, even team. So it's going to be hopefully it's entertaining. That's one thing I've said, I think we've just got to put on a good show, and hopefully it's entertaining.
There's no doubt about that, Phil. We wish you the best. We'll chat with you regarding GWS in the build-up to round one of the AFL season proper. But all the very best with scissors, papers, rock over the weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.